Hey girls, welcome to the Go Girl Podcast, because women are powerful. I'm your host, Ashley Caprice. Each episode is about self-love, self-care, and self-discovery. Tune in for affirmations, motivation, girl talk, and girl power. Now let's get it started. Go girl. Hey girls, welcome back to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. I'm so excited that you decided to take a listen to my show and know that it is not about me at all. This is all about you, but I thank you so much for tuning in every week. Matter of fact, if you love the show, please be sure to leave a rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or on the website gogirlmovement.org. So today I'm going to talk about something that I know happens when people get into a relationship, right? I want to pretty much talk about how to transition from being single into a relationship and not lose yourself. Now, this kind of came from going to Costco. Do y'all go to Costco? Okay, they have so many deals. Anyway, going to Costco with my fiance over the weekend, and he was like, man, babe, I've been seeing this broccoli and beef meal, and every time we come, I want to get it. But I'm like, yo, get the damn beef and broccoli. Like, if that's what you want, get it. Like, I'm not here to say, hey, I don't eat beef much, so no, we can't eat that. You can eat whatever the heck you want to eat, right? However, I know in a relationship, we both impact each other, and we are, you know, have a budget, and we're watching our health and stuff like that. So yeah, I understand. However, it's like, hey, if you want the beef and broccoli, get the beef and broccoli, period. I don't have to eat it. If that's what you want, you eat it. Boom. That's it. And that small thing made me think about how to not lose yourself in a relationship, right? Just how to not lose yourself in a relationship. Relationships are so beautiful. I think you can learn so much about yourself, about the world, about how you view the world. If you're with someone that you're able to grow from, right? You're able to grow based off the conversations you have with your partner, based on pretty much a relationship. It's a mirror of who you are and shows you things that you still need to work on. So you're able to grow in so many ways because you're able to see, like, wow, I thought I was healed and mature in this area, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I need to try a little bit harder. Maybe I need to work on that a little bit more, right? Such as my communication. I thought it was great going into a relationship. I was all right. However, being in my relationship, I've become more direct. I've learned to set healthy boundaries. I've learned to speak up, and our relationship is beautiful because of that, because I've become a better person while being in this relationship. And I know some people get in a relationship and tend to lose themselves. I've been there before too. So today I want to talk about how to not lose yourself in a relationship. Number one, keep doing the things that make you happy, right? Don't compromise too much. Like the beef and broccoli story. I don't eat beef much. My partner is a meat and potato guy. Go ahead and enjoy your meal. He also doesn't eat gluten. I'm going to enjoy gluten sometimes, right? Like, we don't have to eat all the same things all the time with each other. Still be yourself. I'm going to still be myself. And when we come together, it's just going to be blissful because we're doing things that we want to do for ourselves, right? We love ourselves. We want beef and broccoli. So we're going to get, you want beef and broccoli, and now you're happy because you got beef and broccoli. Right? But it's more than beef and broccoli. You understand what I'm saying? Pretty much, there are going to be things that make you happy and that brings you joy that doesn't have to do with your partner. And that is a healthy, interdependent relationship. You're not being codependent. You're not deciding everything based off of what your partner likes and what they enjoy. You're learning to be independent, still be your independent selves, but now coexisting in a relationship together. And I'm not going to take away anything that brings you joy. You're not going to take away anything that brings me joy, right? So keep doing those things that make you happy. Keep eating that food that makes you happy, right? And that transition is real. Some people want to, you saw it, if, you know, we talked about Love is Blind recently, and one of the contestants, Chelsea and Jimmy, she's like, oh my gosh, I have to keep proving myself for you. And it's like, girl, stop performing for love. Stop. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You don't have to perform for anyone. Be yourself. Eat what you want. Be yourself. Do the things that make you happy, whether it's a meal that you enjoy, whether it's having some me time to yourself. Like, what's funny is my partner and I, okay, so he likes to take care of himself, such as he'll go get a pedicure, a manicure, keep his nails together. And he and I both go to the same two places. We go to the same nail shop and we go to the same dental office. However, neither place knew we were in a relationship for the longest because I'd get my nails done when it worked for me. He'll go and get his mani-pedi when it worked for him. I go to dentist for my cleaning on my time. He goes for his time. Like, we don't have to do these things together, even if we go to the same establishments. I know. We actually went to get our nails done together once. And they were like, oh, they didn't even know. I had been going there for a year. He's been going there for a little over a year. And they're like, oh, you two are together. Like, yeah. Because we never go together. Because we're doing the things that make us happy and bring us joy, such as our self-care, but we could still do those things separately. And that's totally fine. But we don't have to do every single thing all the time together, even if we enjoy those things. And the only reason why is because obviously our time difference, right? I work remote, he doesn't. Sometimes I'm more available to go on a weekend, he's not. So it just never worked out. But it's always been okay. So that's one of the things, just to keep doing those things that make you happy. But number two, have your own hobbies. Have your own hobbies, have your own separate life, hang out with friends outside of each other. Like, we have a couple friends that we hang out with, and that's fun. That's cool. We just had a game night with a couple friends this past weekend. However, earlier in the day, I went to a winery with one of my friends on my own. Me and her went out, had a good time, enjoyed some food, some music, some drinks, laughed, kikied, caught up on each other's lives, all that good stuff. So that's a way that I'm not losing myself. I've been in relationships before where my whole relationship was about that person. And if I did go out with friends, then maybe that person was with me, or that person was telling me what friends to go out with, or like telling me, oh, you should hang out with my homegirl. So it's kind of like, okay, I can only hang out with the people you know. Like, what? You know? Granted, I was in a different city and I didn't have like my own set of friends yet, but also because this person wanted all of my time. So I think, especially in a relationship and then a marriage at that, like, I'm getting married. Like, I'm going to need my time with my girls without my man. And I think that's so important because otherwise you're going to feel smothered. You're going to be up under the person all the time. You're just not going to have time for yourself. That's a whole lot. You need a break sometimes. I think that is healthy. It's not saying you want to get away from your partner. It's saying, hey, I enjoy you in my life. However, I had a life before you and I enjoy time with my friends too. I enjoy time with my family too. And all that is great. It's awesome. If you can merge all of it together, like my family and his family, like we like game nights. So we do all that together and that's fun. However, there are times where I'm like, okay, I could just hang out with my family without my partner. He could go hang out with his family without me. You know, it's okay. So that's a way to not lose yourself, making sure that you're still keeping those connections and those relationships, keeping those conversations going with the people that are in your life, been in your life before that person, will be in your life during your duration of the relationship with the person. And keep those relationships alive and healthy. Because I've had people who have been in relationships and they just forget about the friends and flake all the time on friends. And it's like, okay, well, not gonna invite you out anymore because you are being flaky with me because now you're in a relationship. So I'm gonna back back up a little bit. I will say though, we are all adults now. We are grown, okay? So it might be necessary, especially when you have kids or a marriage and, you're in your relationship and stuff, it might be necessary to make plans in advance. It's not, no, hey girl, what you doing this weekend? Let's go out. It's like, I already got plans, you know? So even my homegirl I went out with this past weekend, we made these plans like 3 weeks ago and we put it on our calendar. And It rained a little the day of, but we still were like, hey, we're still showing up for each other, right? We weren't going to let any rain stop us from going out and having fun and enjoying time with each other. And that's a way to not lose yourself in a relationship. You have your own life outside of your partner. You are going out and you're enjoying your time without them. You're doing something for you. You're having your separate life. And again, you could come together with your partner, such as the couples game night. Super fun. It was like a day full of compromise. Boom, hung out with my friends. Boom, hung out with my man and his friends. Perfect. Great. Balance weekend. And have your own hobbies. He likes to ride the bike. I don't like to ride the bike. He goes bike riding. Great. He'll go hiking. Great. I hike with him sometimes. I like to dance. I like to just chill and read. Like, those are some of my hobbies. And that's all good. Which brings me to my last point. And the third way to not lose yourself in a relationship is to have a growth mindset. Have a growth mindset. Always focus on yourself, how you can be better, how you can do better for yourself. Keep learning about yourself. Keep reading books. Keep listening to podcasts. Keep developing in your own life journey. So that you can show up better in your relationship. You're growing mentally, you're growing physically. Like, I looked at pictures recently of my fiance and I a year ago, and I'm like, wow, we look different. He looks really good. He looks really different. Hey, babe, he looks good. You know, like, that's that growth mindset. Him, boom, going to the gym. Both of us, boom, we're changing our eating. We're not eating as much sugar anymore. We're not eating dairy or cheese much anymore. We're not drinking sodas and carbonated drinks. We're not drinking our wine as much as we used to. We used to go to the wineries often. Like, we're changing our habits as a family, as he and I. So we're growing together physically. We're also growing together mentally. We're always talking about business ideas and how to expand and how to become better versions of ourselves individually, because we know that that's going to make us better partners for each other. We're going to show up in a relationship much better because we're doing so much on our own separately. We're not losing ourselves in a relationship. Losing yourself, sometimes you can see when someone's in a relationship and they just look like, girl, are you okay? Are you happy? You look stressed out, sis. You good? Right? I take it as a huge compliment when people are like, oh my God, you look so happy. You're glowing. All that, it's important to me. And not to knock anyone who is in that type of relationship. Again, it's important to me because I've been there before. I've been in a relationship where I felt drained before, where I felt tired, where I just needed a Red Bull or coffee just to stay up that day because I felt like out of it, didn't feel like myself, crying in a mirror, looking at myself, looking at me like, who am I? Now I'm like, hey, girl, I love you, you know, just loving myself. And that's because I have a growth mindset now. I've done a lot of work on my own, reading books on my own. He and I will have deep conversations and do our own research on our own. We're learning to, we know how to change perspectives from negative to more positive. That's pretty much like last week's episode, you know, talking about how to change your mindset. Like, we have a growth mindset. We're looking for ways to become better. We're looking for ways to show up better for our home, for our families, for our job, our career, for ourselves. And we know that whatever we're doing, whatever ways that we're pouring into ourselves is only going to help the relationship totally. Right? So that's how we're not losing ourselves in our relationship. We are having a growth mindset. If you don't have a growth mindset, then say you're in a relationship and your partner lets you know something that you could work on, or you know how to navigate a certain situation. If you don't have a growth mindset, you might get offended. You might feel like criticized. You might get defensive. However, if you're open to growing, then you'll listen to your partner, you'll take it in, and you'll see, okay, let me really listen to what they're telling me. And do I believe what they're saying is true about me? But if you have a growth mindset, you're able to listen to your partner. You're able to really hear them when they might be sharing something that you could work on. Like, just some constructive feedback. Like, none of us are perfect. We all have work to do. So we might point some things out in our person, right? But if you're open and have a growth mindset, then you'll look at it with a different set of eyes. You won't feel like they're being critical or mean or anything like that. You're open, like, I hear you. Maybe I do need more boundaries in that situation. Or I hear you. Maybe I do see things a little negatively sometimes. And, so having a growth mindset keeps you open and it keeps you very aware. So you know if they are coming at you being critical or if they're coming at you and being constructive. Because you don't want someone too who's always telling you something wrong with yourself or something you need to work on or, complaining about something all the time. Because then you'll start feeling like, okay, am I not good enough? Or what am I doing? Or you always have something to say, right? That can get tough too. And you can start losing yourself because it's like, well, I'm not going to show up as my full real self because they're going to have something to say about me. I remember in the past, someone used to talk about me not giving much input in conversations. However, anytime I did have input, he would say something about that. And it was always like a debate. So I started being quiet. Like, I don't want to keep debating with this person. So anything you say, I agree with that, right? And then it was like, oh, all you do is say, all you do is agree. And it's like, oh my God, it was draining. It was annoying. So I felt like he was always having something to say that I felt like, okay, my conversations weren't good enough. Thank God he's in the past. But it was a lesson, right? I want someone who can give that constructive feedback in a loving way where I can lovingly receive what they're saying and I understand because I know it's coming from a place of love, not from a place of them feeling like they're better than me, right? You know what I'm talking about, girls. So those are just a few ways on how to not lose yourself in a relationship. I want us to be in relationships where we feel good about ourselves while we're in them, right? Like, I love who I am in my relationship. I've been there before where it was like, oh, I can't stand. I'm turning into this mean girl. I'm snappy and this and that. No, I like who I am in this relationship. I like that I'm able to speak up. I like how confident I feel and how loved and cherished I feel. I like that I feel like I can just do anything and the sky's the limit. Or not even that. I could go beyond the sky in my relationship. Like, I feel confident in it. And also, I feel so confident in it because I am able to enjoy my life outside of the relationship by doing the things that make me happy, by having my own hobbies in my separate life, and by having a growth mindset. Those things are so important in a relationship on how to not lose yourself. You want to have a great relationship, but you also want to be just a great person overall, okay? I talked about that because I got that feedback some months ago from someone on Instagram. They say, yeah, they want to know just how to not lose themselves in a relationship. So I'm like, let me tap into this episode and share my thoughts on it because I've been that girl where I've lost myself in a relationship, didn't even recognize myself. Now I'm this girl where I don't even recognize my old self because of how I look now, not even physically, just how I feel now. I feel so good that seeing that old girl in the past that did lose herself, it's like, oh, girl, my heart breaks for you. And I know there are so many other women that have experienced the same or are currently experiencing the same. And that's why I want to show you and let you know that there is a way out. There's another way to live. I know sometimes people have this thought that, oh, they've been in a relationship for 10 years and they can't let it all go because they've invested 10 years. However, if you have another 60, 70, 80 years on earth, then why do you want to spend the rest of your life how you've been feeling the past 10 years? You've invested 10 years of your life for a relationship and you keep putting more time in, and it's like you want a return on your investment. So you're going to keep pouring into it and you know it's not what you really want. However, you keep investing more time. And that's a lot when we leave relationships. A lot of times we're like, man, why did I spend so much time with that person? Like, we had choice. We had a choice. We had a choice. And sometimes it's not easy choice to leave, but we've always had that choice to make a change and realize I have so much more life to live than to live the way I'm living right now. Okay, so if you're unhappy in your relationship, I just urge you to have a conversation with your person, maybe take some time for yourself. Maybe if they're going to work or you're going to work, maybe even on a lunch break, just sit with yourself and your thoughts. Like, how do I really feel in my relationship? What conversations do I need to have in my relationship so that we get back on track? Because I don't want people to think, oh, I just need to leave my person. That's not always the case. Like I said plenty of times, we learn so much more in our relationships. We learn so much more by connecting with people. So get to that space where you can really tap into what you want, how you really feel, and how you want to move forward. And then hopefully you're with someone who also has a growth mindset. Y'all can reset and have a beautiful relationship. Okay? I'm about healthy relationships out here. I see that for you. All right? So don't lose yourself in your relationship. And if you do think you've lost yourself at some point, then get back on track, girl. It is never too late. Again, you have so much more life to live. Get back on track. All right? All right. That is the episode for today. Can't wait to talk to you again next week. I'm grateful for you for tuning in to the podcast. Again, leave a comment, review. Be sure to follow me on social media at I am Ashley Caprice at Go Girl Movement. And I thank you so much for buying a Go Girl guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love. I see the purchases and I appreciate that. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And I love you and appreciate you for listening. I'm out of here. And until next time, go girl. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Connect with me on social media at Go Girl Movement or subscribe to the blog at www.gogirlmovement.org. By the way, have you purchased your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love? 10 chapters full of ways to love yourself better. It's available right now on Amazon. Thank you for your support. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Go, girl.